time for Astrological Metaphysical Radio, AMR, on KFOX. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. My name, Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 90s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today's topic is called Finding Bliss and Happiness, Being One with the Universe and Chakra Focus. It's a triple barrel topic for you today because we are going to try to help you get in better perspective with what your goals are, what your purpose is in life, where your spirit is, and what your main focus is, because I have a feeling that a lot of you are not walking around in bliss and happiness, especially in relationships. We're going to talk about relationships and some of the philosophies behind balance in relationships, how you can find bliss there also, and also concerning chakra focus. We'll also discuss why women are more naturally psychic and spiritual than men, and, you know, in general, why that is, and why a large portion of the audience of the Astrology Hour happens to be women, and also into metaphysics and psychic phenomena, why that is. Well, you know what? The reason why I am such a happy guy is because I have learned how to be blissful. I have learned how to become one with all people. I don't know whether you are aware of this or not, and I'm not really trying to blast my ego to claim that I'm one with the universe, because I really am not totally 100% all the time one with the universe, although I have my moments where I truly feel that my chakras are blown up to the brow, and sometimes that I can taste the Godhead, the crown chakra. I do believe it is possible either in meditation or in what we call a relationship bonding experience, where you can reach a oneness, where you literally feel the bliss of God and the bliss of true authentic love and the energy of the universe that could just lift you high above any of the problems that you might have on a day-to-day basis and give you resolution and perspective to help you understand and explain what is going on. Now, it wasn't easy for me to learn about these philosophies. My good friend and my wonderful friend, one of the most beautiful people in the world, of course, Terry Cole Whitaker, who's taught me so much about bliss and happiness and how it is such a waste if you don't walk around in a constant state of bliss, but that there are different levels of bliss, was really somebody that helped triggered something that I already knew I had. And that's why I'm here today, is to also help you try to trigger that type of vibration in your life. And maybe it'll improve your overall lifestyle, your overall life focus, your chakra focus, and above all, your relationships. Because, you know, what the world needs now, as you know, is love. And what you need now is love. And it's an internalized thing. And more than telling someone you love them or falling in love, with the purpose of this topic is really feeling one with the universe, and especially feeling that oneness, literally becoming that person that comes into your life that is you. And you know when you've become one with that person, because you do reach that Godhead, that blissed out state where it does definitely seem like you do warp beyond this realm. There are several ways to find bliss and happiness. Couple things we must point out, we must recognize, is what's the problem? What is holding us back? Why don't we have bliss? And the number one reason why that would be is because we're negative. Because there's too many negative vibrations in our lives. Negative thinking, negative friends, negative lifestyle, negative career, negative relationships. And number two, another reason why we might not be blissed out is because we give away our power. Our personal power, our higher power, that connection to the higher self that we give away when we reduce the chakra focus. Okay, and if you don't know what chakra focus is, there are energy centers. There are seven energy centers that are really like the skeleton of your soul that are within the body, that actually you have one right near your rear end that we call the root chakra, and one right on top of the spleen liver area, which is the spleen chakra. And then we have the stomach chakra, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the brow chakra, and the crown chakra on top of the head. So we don't realize as we walk around on a day-to-day basis with chakra focus. And an interesting point that came out in a discussion yesterday with one of my best friends in the history of the universe was that a lot of men are so hormonal from this sperm reproduction that goes on in our bodies that the chakra focus is naturally a lot lower than women, who also are hormonal, but it seems like this animal instinct that triggers a very intense sexual nature or sexual need in a lot of males because of having what we call a full load inside of us, you know, where you have that hormonal need, that instinct to mate, will bring the chakra focus way down to the root area. And isn't it funny to note that philosophically, a lot of people, a lot of philosophers believe that men that are not into sexual expression are into somehow controlling or somehow managing this hormonal situation have a need to get involved in root chakra behavior, which is like warfare behavior, conflict, lust for power, money, control. You know, for an example, a lot of people say that Adolf Hitler was a person that was unable to really get involved in mating with individuals in a proper way. So he might have had a hormonal problem that kept his root chakra, his focus way down there in lower levels. And that's why domination and control and manipulation and also money and power and career and all the material obsessions occur oftentimes when people have a root chakra focus. And you try to talk to people with a lower chakra focus about things that are spiritual, like bliss and happiness or astrology or karma and metaphysics, and they don't even want to hear it. They don't even want to believe in it. See, but women, on the other hand, a great majority of women have a chakra focus that is much higher, you know, around more the stomach or the heart chakra area, which would be the stomach chakra would be more feelings for self, you know, self-esteem, self-love. And the heart chakra, of course, how you feel about others, compassion and selflessness and devotion and dedication, humanitarianism, see? And we do find that a lot of women focus on these areas. I'm not saying all men are into root chakra focus, because, of course, there are men that are naturally able to create a path, a spiritual, a psychic, or a metaphysical path, and develop contact or communion with spirit concepts that allows them to occasionally leave that root chakra focus and raise their vibration and their chakra focus to higher levels, to heart or stomach or even throat chakra levels, which is where I choose and prefer to be most of the time. The reason why I use celestite is because celestite is a very, very powerful Madagascarian crystal that we use that is about 50 to 100 times more powerful than quartz that actually rules the throat chakra. So what it does is it takes a lot of people that are in a lower chakra focus and raises their focus to the throat chakra, which is the clairaudience chakra, which I believe actually helps you have a communion or contact or communication with the higher self, hear the higher self, and speak the higher self. That is why it rules the throat, and that's why I hold this large piece of celestite in my hand whenever I do channel the higher part of myself during these topics. And same thing with the purple plates. The purple plates go a step higher and take you up to the brow chakra, you know, whether you're awake or you're asleep. So, you know, very, very few people are obviously in a crown chakra focus, unless you are in an extreme high state of meditation, in which we call a vision state or a biblical miracle type state of consciousness, where not only do you feel one with God, one with the universe, but you literally momentarily or sometimes longer become one with God, one with the universe, and know it. And oftentimes, if you are in the type of bonded relationship, love relationship, where you blow your chakras and you are in a kundalini state where no longer it is a physical or a sexual experience, but more like your both your bodies become like one being, the oneness of God is felt in that communion, then, you know, those two individuals would also blow their brow chakras and their crown chakras and get to that point of a euphoria, nirvanic, utopian type state of consciousness together, which is actually obviously beyond anything that can be humanly explained or described. And that's why a lot of people love these plates, because not only do the plates bring you up to brow consciousness if you use them correctly or if you're qualified to be there, if you can overcome some of your selfish needs and desires and material needs and lusts and craving for power and materiality and success and such, But the celestite also brings you up to your throat, and then the purple plate brings you up to your brow and beyond. So that's why, if you wonder why people are crazy about the celestite and the purple plates, it's because it raises their chakra focus, their consciousness, and puts them in a higher state of bliss and happiness. See, because a lot of us have a natural need to worry and be negative. Now, if you have Virgo or Cancer in your chart, then you're there. If you have both in your chart, then you're super there. If you have Virgo stress in your chart, which means Virgo, Sag, Pisces, or Gemini combinations of any two of the above four, then that would also throw you into a situation where your intent of creating negativism in your idea frame of consciousness would be a lot more than necessary. In fact, what I believe to reach a state of bliss and feeling happy, it has a lot to do with controlling your chakra focus and keeping your focus around the heart and the stomach area, and if you're lucky, the throat area during most of the day. And that way, you're not involved with ideas or thoughts that are on a root chakra level. One of the ways that I actually get into my brow is I like to get involved in sitting in my meditation couch and just sitting there and holding a control to one of these video games, a game that is very relaxing and calming, not necessarily a military game, something maybe like Monopoly or something like Mario Brothers, something that's really cute or not that much intense, and just letting my higher self come in and visually raise that focus so I can play the game at super speed with my higher self and exercise that part of myself. See, so different people do different things. Some people do automatic typing. Some people do automatic writing. Some people do it when they dance. Some people do it when they sing. Some people do it when they play music. But what happens is you pull away from the gut level need, what we would call, like the animal instinct to manipulate or dominate another person, and you pull away from material needs, and you enter an area of spiritual fortification and reinforcement where suddenly everything you do in life changes. There is a metamorphosis or a transition involved with your life's activities, because now whatever you do is expressed in a spiritual manner. So obviously, when you're playing music, or when you're dancing, or when you're singing, or when you're typing, or when you're writing, or when you're speaking, like I am now, lecturing or teaching, or when you're making love and bonding with another person, it's not a typical experience as most people would recognize. But what it becomes is more of a blissful communion, a oneness, where you feel that oneness with sometimes the universe or people around you that you might know or love. And this puts you more at ease and more in a comfort zone and allows you to shed some of this negativism we talked about in our thoughts, in our ideas, in our speech, concerned with our friends, with our lifestyles, with our career, and also with everyday worries and activities that might occur. So it's very, very important to, number one, be aware of your chakra focus, you see, because you can be passionate and you can be involved in sex and you can still like money and be involved in prosperity, but it's the motive that we always discuss that is so important behind why we are getting involved in this sex or why we are involved in having this money. What's the motive behind that? Do you want the motive for selfish reasons? Are you going to use this money to help humanity and to help others that you know and love? Are you going to tithe with it? Is that your motive? Okay, then the universe will deliver. Are you going to do this sex? The reason why a lot of women, when they make love with a man, right away they feel that love energy because their chakra focus is not in the root area. It's in the heart and the stomach area, frankly, and that's the reason why they're not really into an orgasm expression, what we call that, because I believe that a woman can have two kind of orgasms. For example, a man can too. The orgasm where, sexually speaking, you have a root chakra orgasm, which is like just normal sexual genital stimulation type orgasm that a man or a woman would have, with the normal functions, the biological functions. Or you could have the body orgasm, the kundalini, the full-blown chakra orgasm, where both people, instead of being separate individuals, become one. Now, a lot of people are trapped in their stomach. A lot of women, of course, are trapped in their stomach and in their spleen and in their heart chakra areas when they're making love, so they can't reach either one. They can't come down to the root and have the physical, biological orgasm, and they can't reach up to the brow and the crown and reach the kundalini state, so they go back and forth in chakra focus, from the stomach to the heart chakra area, and that's why it's hard for them to get in touch with that energy. When if they would just visualize their chakras and either raise that focus up to Kundalini or even lower it down to root so they can plug into the passion or the spirit. See, depends what kind of orgasm you want to have. You want to have a passionate orgasm, then you come down to the root level. If you want to have the spirit explosion, you know, the Kundalini explosion where you actually become one with God and one with the person you're with, then you raise that vibration to a higher level, you know, in the brow or the crown. Obviously, the mate you're with and the love involved between the two people has a lot to do with that type of expression. Now, the thing with the men, right, is a lot of men are into the root chakra area so much that, the entire experience, the lovemaking, is a total root chakra or power or domination type thing where actually the love is missing and the passion is all that is there. So that's why a lot of times after the sexual experience between the two people, the bliss and the happiness does not exist because the woman was stuck in the heart and the stomach chakra area and the man was down in the root and there's no balance. So obviously, unfortunately, what you want in a sexual relationship is either you want to both be at the root and be a couple of animals, or you want to both be able to take yourselves together in a meditation sense to a spiritual state of love exchange, which is the full-blown chakra expression in the brow and in the crown, which puts you in touch with the Godhead and the prana source in the universe, which is God, and allows you to enter that blissful state where you have multiple body reactions. And that's why true love and authentic love in relationships, as expressed in that Kundalini sense, is an unbelievable expression which allows the man to actually also have multiple orgasmic expression without actually experiencing the ejaculation, by the way. They actually reach a state of such bliss and happiness that they can have multiple orgasmic responses in their body, and the woman has the same thing. And there's really nothing genitalia about this. Even though you are connected, your bodies are spiritually bonded. So it lifts you to the highest high. This whole topic is very intense and very advanced and very hardcore, of course, because what we take a look at here is we take a look at how you are living your life and whether or not you are truly happy and whether or not you are truly capable or even consider yourself qualified to enter a state of bliss in your everyday life concerning your chakra focus. You know, this topic is going very quickly. You know, I'm full-blown right now up to my brow, so when I channel like this, a lot of energy comes out and comes out fast. And whether you know it or not, I am always, always in an incredible state of bliss when I do this show because of the purple plate, because of the celestite, and because of what I've learned and what I'm able to do. Obviously, when you are able to reach a higher vibration in your life and raise that chakra focus up to the heart and to the stomach level and then approach the throat and the brow on a regular basis, well, what you do at that point, you are then able to access the knowledge and the power and the wisdom in your higher self that lies beyond this realm in other dimensions. And when that information starts coming through to you and you start getting in touch with your immortal soul and your eternal soul banks, your eternal self, well, that is obviously what we call a highly evolved psychic and spiritual individual who then is qualified to move into a persona of at least occasionally being one with God, one with the universe, which is what I would say, obviously, a man like Christ was in a normal everyday situation. A man like Paramahansa Yogananda, one of my personal heroes, of course, was constantly in all the time. And I'm sure a lot of wonderful people, a lot of wonderful beings like Muhammad and like Ram, and just I'm sure thousands and millions maybe of individuals that have reached that level where they could look at another human being and literally walk into their body and feel one with that being just by being there with them. And that is how you read an individual. According to God's law, of course, involving the law of karma, there are just some things we won't get. There are just some things that are against the laws of karma that a psychic won't tell you, or that even you yourself as a psychically developed being who is in a state of bliss and happiness, which is a sign of a spiritually developed individual. A spiritually developed individual is not only happy, but they are godly. They are holy in the way they live their lives. And they embrace everything. They have no regrets, no guilt, no remorse, and they are blissful, and they can touch that blissfulness, and they can share it with individuals around them that are qualified to receive it. That is why when you reach a state of bliss and you're able to embrace and release your negative vibrations, and you're able to let go of your need to have power and dominate in a material sense, then the true power of God that lies inside each and every one of you will be restored and granted and bestowed upon you, that will give you energy and potential and opportunity to conquer and accomplish spiritual motives that you can now develop that obviously can be connected to your life's mission and life's purpose, because your only life's mission, your only life's purpose, no matter what your astrology chart says, is to reach that higher vibration of bliss and happiness, to raise your spirit and to plug in to that higher part of yourself, that higher power. You know, everything else that you've ever wanted in life will automatically be delivered to you, because whatever you need, whatever you deserve to receive, whatever the universe decides to shelf out to you as a benefit for your growth, as a benefit for your choice to finally do something about your life. It's funny, it's always the hands in the cookie jar. When we're root chakra focused, when we're low chakra focused, or even when we're trapped in our stomach and our heart and we can't get to the throat area, we always have the hand in the cookie jar trying to get all those cookies out, and we're frustrated and we're mad and we're irritated and we're hostile and we're angry and we're scared. I say let go of all the cookies altogether and free your hand from that jar and see what happens. You stop worrying about the cookies and just relax and calm yourself and focus on the simplistic things of life, the basics. Food and water and air, fresh air and health, you know, protecting the body of the spirit, the body of the soul, and love, sharing and reflecting love and light on those around you and those you might meet. And being able to walk into another person and feeling one with that person, and therefore identifying with their karma and where they're coming from. You know, I don't do that all the time. I don't just sit there in everyday life and do that. But I've been known to go to the Century City Shopping Center or Westside Pavilion and sit down on a bench and just go one with each person that walks by. Just visualize myself being that person. You'd be amazed. If you're in a higher vibration state, you would be amazed what type of energy you might receive if you try that, especially with those you love that are around you. And like I say, karmically speaking, it's against God's law for you to get everything about what's going on concerning that person and you. But when you start really feeling other people, well, then you're starting to plug into your oneness. You're starting to plug in to that part of that person's soul, the I am part that is inside each and every one of us, that is truly the same being, God. And that is really what bliss and happiness is about. You know, a lot of you will probably have to take a long look at your relationships with all people, including sexual ones, and try to find out what's the motive behind me being involved in this relationship with whoever it is. And if the answer is not a spiritual bonding where you can become one with your mother, or one with your father, or one with your best friend, or one with that person that you are mated with, where the motive is not to get their money, or not to fight and argue with them, or not to dominate and manipulate and control them, where the motive is not to have their sex, or when the motive is non-material, but when the motive is to be able to experience a bliss and a happiness and a communion together, well, then you know that you're there, that you got it, that you've ascended in the light. And, you know, of course, Farley Malaris's answer to finding bliss and happiness and being one with the universe and chakra focus, a very advanced topic today, but this is the type of show you might have to listen to in a meditative state over and over again, because it might help you get rid of your negativity, get rid of your worries, get rid of your trivial, petty problems, let go of the past, stop living in it, and live in the now. Be here now. Baba Ram Dass, a great book. This is KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. My name is Farley Malaris. We are here weekdays at 12 noon.